Yo, today's QOD is success is earned by hard freaking work. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Darren Hardy on the show today. And today, Darren is going to give you some very real talk about what it takes to become successful. I think the year was like maybe 2007. And that night I sat on my couch and I watched The Secret. And that movie changed my whole entire life. I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to attract what I want. I'm going to raise my vibration. I'm going to do a vision board. And all those things were pivotal in becoming successful. But let me tell you, success didn't just arrive in my living room one day. I had to work. I had to do a lot of hard work. You know, the people out there teaching The Secret and all you got to do is change your thoughts and you're going to manifest this and that. I know a lot of those people and they are working their butts off. And so, let us not forget that if we want to create the success that we want, we're going to have to work really hard for it. And honestly, I'm not sure if there's any way around it. So I appreciate what Darren is saying here because it's real. It's the truth. It's not popular, but I'd rather hear honesty than some, I don't know, story about how it's really not. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Darren Hardy, he's coming up.
So what I'm here to talk to you about is how to ignite the principles of the compound effect. How many people have read the book, The Compound Effect? Okay. So what I want to do is to try to help you ignite those principles, okay? To pull them out of the book, lay them before you, and give you a roadmap about how you can accomplish any goal that you have set for yourself. So we can take all the wonderful things that you learned this whole weekend, all the great aspirations, goals, and desires you've got, and then give you a plan so that you can achieve anything that you can conceive. So the question I'm asked a lot is, you know, is why did I sit down to write this book? And when we took over Success Magazine and put it back on newsstand in 2008, I was looking at the culture around us and society and trying to figure out what's stopping people from being more successful. Why do people who have a sincere, passionate interest to learn what it takes to be successful, why are they not finding success? And the reason is this: we are constantly bombarded with an ever increasingly sensational marketing gimmickry with claims about how you can get rich, get fit, get younger, get sexier, all overnight, with very little effort, for only three easy payments of $39.95. And these commercial marketing gimmicks are taking people who really want to learn. I want to provide more for my family. I want to send my children to the great universities. I want to provide for a future for my parents. And they're pursuing these answers, and they're constantly being derailed and distracted, tricked, fooled, bamboozled. And so I decided I just wanted to clear the clutter, bring us back to the truth, demystify what it really takes to be successful. And so that's the reason why we sat down to create, let's just get back to the very foundation in which all success is built on top of. And here's the reality. There is no silver bullet. There's no magic pill. And for God's sakes, people, there's no freaking secret that's been buried for 2,000 years by some covert society that's only been unearthed recently for worldwide revelation. So now you could just sit on your couch and imagine checks coming into your mailbox. Do that too long and they will come and take your couch and you off to a safe place where you can't hurt yourself or others, okay? No, there is no secret. Here is the truth. Success is earned. If you really want to know the secret of success, okay? I publish Success Magazine. I'm going to tell you right now the secret to success. Here it is. Success is earned by hard freaking work. Hard freaking work. If you ask the circle of champions up here, how did you do it? How did you get to the top? How did you become so successful? Their answers are always going to be three words, hard freaking work. There's no other way around it. If you've desired to be a circle of champion and you haven't achieved it, I'm telling you the only thing that's stopping you is not enough hard freaking work, okay? Now, the truth, if we want to talk about truth here, the truth about the process of earning, not winning, not arriving, but earning success, that process is in itself very mundane. When you go back home and you start building your ACN business, it's mundane. What you're going to do day in and day out is mundane. It is unexciting. Nobody's going to video film you and make a new fantastic reality TV show as you build your exciting new ACN business. No, it's unexciting. It's unsexy. No matter what the magazine articles look like, it's unsexy. The process is frustrating. And sometimes it's even gut-stomping, heart-crushingly defeating. But hey, that doesn't make for interesting books or exciting infomercials or riveting movies. So instead, we're paraded around with all these other visions of what it takes to be successful. But those are just shiny objects and not the truth. So I want you to truly, today, stop it. Stop looking for the quick fix for success, happiness, and wealth. There's no shortcut. There's no cliff notes. There's no quick fix. You are going to walk through a minefield day in and day out of hard freaking work, because success is earned one day at a time. Every day you lift your head up off the pillow, you're going to decide whether that day you are a success or whether you are a failure. You're either moving forward or you're falling behind. One step at a time, every step you take away from the bed as you walk through your day, you are either going in the direction of success or you're going in the direction of failure. It is one decision at a time. All day we're presented with hundreds of decisions, and every one of those decisions is like a chisel mark on a marble of on a slab of marble. And at the end of the day, you're either going to end up with the David or you're going to end up with a pile of rubble, depending upon the decisions you've made throughout the day. It is one phone call at a time. You know the phone call you didn't want to make, the one that makes you a little nervous, makes your palms sweaty? Every one of those phone calls is determining whether you will be a success. One meeting at a time. Remember Donald Trump said yesterday, the meeting he didn't want to go to, that one meeting changed his entire future. Every single meeting you decide to or decide not to go to determines your future. And in the end, you can never own success. I congratulate the Circle of Champions, but do not stagnate too long in your victory, because you can never own success. You can only rent it, and the rent is due every single day.
That was Darren Hardy. His website is darrenhardy.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called Darren Hardy, The Power of Taking Action. All right, my friend, that is it for me. I will see you tomorrow for Finance Friday with Dr. John DeMartini. I am out. Peace.